You're listening to SBS News.
Relatives of two teenage boys killed in a stadium crush in Indonesia held a funeral in the East Java province of Malang. Brothers 15-year-old Ahmed Kayo and 14-year-old Mohammed Farrell were among at least 125 people killed in a deadly soccer stampede in Indonesia's East Java. The two brothers were buried in adjacent graves at a local cemetery. FIFA President Gianni Infantino extended his condolences to the family and friends of victims.
The football world is in a state of shock following the tragic incidents that have taken place in Indonesia at the end of the match between Arema FC and Persebaya Surabaya. This is a dark day for football and a tragedy beyond comprehension. I extend my deepest condolences to the families and friends of the victims who lost their lives following these tragic incidents. Together with FIFA and the global football community, all our thoughts and prayers are with the victims, those who have been injured, together with the people of Indonesia, the Asian Football Confederation, and the entire Indonesian football community at this difficult time.
The death toll has been revised down to 125, despite officials having earlier put the figure as high as 174. Local officials say the final number of those injured was 323. The deaths occurred in a stampede and riot in what will go down as one of the world's worst stadium disasters ever. When frustrated supporters of losing home team Arema invaded the pitch, officers fired tear gas in an attempt to control the situation. A stampede was triggered, with many dying from suffocation. World Football's governing body FIFA specifies in its safety regulations no firearms or crowd control gas should be carried or used by stewards or police. FIFA has requested a report on the incident. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola and Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag passed on their condolences after the Manchester derby.
Absolutely terrible. The whole is great. What happened here, close, in 2-3 hours, you know? Looks like Ukraine doesn't exist anymore, or Russia doesn't exist anymore, so you have to go to Indonesia, unfortunately. So the best thoughts for the families and everything. So
I have seen, yeah, it's a really disaster, clear, and we're really sad about it. And our thoughts are, you know, with all the persons, all the families, and the people from Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo says authority must thoroughly evaluate security at matches. The president has ordered the Football Association of Indonesia to suspend all games until an investigation is complete. Indonesia's Human Rights Commission also plans to investigate security at the ground, including the use of tear gas. Amnesty International Indonesia slammed the security measures, saying the use of excessive force by the state to contain or control such crowds cannot be justified. The Malang Stadium disaster appears to be the deadliest since 1964, when 328 people were reported dead in a riot and crush when Peru hosted Argentina at the Estadio Nacional in Lima. Indonesia is scheduled to host the FIFA Under-20 World Cup in May and June next year. They're also one of three countries bidding to stage next year's Asian Cup. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.